Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get your calls in a couple of minutes. We'll make our pick for tonight's Thursday night game between Buffalo and Miami. And I have a radical NFL idea that I think everyone's going to agree with once you give it some thought. We'll get to all that coming up. But first, it's Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Some of you may be coming home from Citi Field at the moment, a Mets big series win over the Padres. So we're going to do a little game with Cinco, and I want Evan to simply answer yes or no. I'm going to give you the five most likely Mets records the rest of the season, the last nine games, and I want you to tell me yes or no. Are they in the playoffs with this record?
That's some game.
All right, have fun. Now, here we go.
To give you context, yep. The Mets are currently 79-74 mm-hmm. with nine games to go.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So if they won every single game, that would be 88-74.
Right. Okay. Okay. But I'm just the nine game record here.
Nine game record. I got you.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Fifth most likely record I think they have the last nine, 7-2.
They make the playoffs.
Okay.
Easily.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
I could give you the math on that. If they go 7-2, they would simply need the Reds or the Diamondbacks to lose one game, and they'd make the playoffs.
All right. 3-6.
They don't make the playoffs.
Mm.
No.
I think they still get close. Okay,
really?
Interesting. I do.
82 wins?
I mean, you got Giants, Dodgers here for four, the Reds.
Well, you asked me the question. I said no.
80-82. That's just lovely.
I think you're getting an NFC South type of effort here.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
4-5.
They do not make the playoffs.
Mm. Okay. All right, here we go.
Number two.
6-3.
6-3. So the Diamondbacks would have to go 8-1. It's asking a lot. I say they make the playoffs.
Okay.
Number one.
And I think the most likely record will be 5-4 out of these nine games.
So if they go 5-4, Arizona would have to go 7-2, or Cincinnati would have to go 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the Diamondbacks' schedule.
So basically,
and
you're just hoping that Cincinnati or Arizona loses the three games in the next.
Which is not asking a lot.
That's why I did the exercise. How many of these teams got to lose to make you feel comfortable?
The Diamondbacks.
It just tells you how pathetic the race is.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. But the Diamondbacks have a very tough schedule. They play the Phillies, mm-hmm. the Dodgers, and the Padres. With that said, they scare me. I have to admit, and maybe it's because they got to the World Series a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because they played well down the stretch last year. Maybe it's because the Phillies are going to try to screw the Mets. I don't know. I just, even though those are nine games against teams that are better than them, teams that are playoff teams, it would not stun me if Arizona won 7 out of 9.
All right, so let me leave Cinco with this. Do we know the Mets' fate when we wake up the final Sunday of the season?
Do we know their fate going into the final day of the year? We better. I'd be pissed off. If game 161 is for their lives, I'd be annoyed.
I'm going to say no.
You think that's we're live
down,
that day?
I think it comes down to that.
Mets Marlins last day of the year.
I'm going to be positive.
And you better take care of business.
Oh, you better, of course. Right. I'm going to go the other way and say they'll have it. It's going to go to the final weekend. I think it'll go to the Miami weekend. Like, they're going to go to the Miami series up two games, something like that. And they'll actually get it done in Miami, but they're going to make a sweat. Mm. What would be very helpful is they got three games against the Nationals. The Diamondbacks are playing the Phillies. The Reds are playing the Cubs, even though they just clinched. Yeah. The Giants are playing the Dodgers. Like, how about the Mets sweep and get some help? And then I think we'll go into next Monday feeling pretty damn good about ourselves.
It's get fat weekend here, for sure.
Absolutely. Look, must sweep probably is too harsh because I'm sure they could win two out of three and still make the playoffs, obviously. But I feel like this team, to show us who they are, they got to sweep this team. It's a bad team. You're in your own building. It's the final home games of the regular season. Like, show us who we hoped you are and annihilate them.
You know what the Mets can't have this weekend? A natitude problem. I'll see you guys later.
Well, no, don't see me later because I do have a question for you. And it's related to this whole conversation.
What do you got?
You tweeted something out yesterday and it really made me think. And most of the time when you tweet, I ignore it. When Tommy tweets, I look at his mentions. That's usually how things go. Okay. That's my routine.
It's must-see.
So what made you not ignore this?
Because I was intrigued by, I'm lucky enough to see championships. And when I read that, I was like, oh, I want to read some more. I want to read this to you, Tiki. You ready?
Okay.
Because I think this is fascinating. I've been lucky enough to see several championships. 94 Rangers made a first grader love sports. The Yankees dynasty captivated me. The 2007-2011 Giants as an adult and the 09 Yankees the same. A 2025 Yankees World Series championship would shock me way more than the 07 Giants did.
Really? So, in context, I think we could all agree.
Why shocking?
Okay. All those championships I listed, I think we could all agree. 07 Giants, because you're being an undefeated Patriots team. That's why I rose that one to the pedestal. Probably the most surprising. Right? I mean,
didn't
Rangers
start
were one seed.
That year?
Yes, they did.
Yes,
they did. Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator, week three. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why that would surprise me more. My honest belief, and I know Evan believed this, was based on the way they got hot and based on the last week of the year, I walked into that Super Bowl Sunday believing in my heart the Giants were going to win the game. I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
So as surprising it was to everybody, I still thought, while I was surprised by the whole run, I wasn't shocked on that actual day.
Right. The whole narrative about playing them tight at the end of the regular season, it meant something that year. I remember it.
It meant something.
Yeah.
As we stand right now, even though the Yankees were in the World Series a year ago, and even though they had expectations this year, and even though they, in theory, will have higher betting odds than the 07 Giants were, to me, watching this team, and even like last night, the way they have to win some of these games, the countless flaws they have, I really don't think I'm going to envision a scenario at any point this year, even when they arrive, if they get to the World Series and even arrive there, I guess maybe they're playing Milwaukee and I'll go, oh, it's the big deal, it's the Brewers. I think I would still be stunned if the end result of this October is this Yankee team, after everything, won the World Series. I think it would stun me more than the 07 Giants.
How about the 96 Yankees? They almost blew the AL East. Like, they struggled, then they recovered, won the division. They were coming off a year in 95 that was exciting but disappointing, and they changed the manager. Wasn't that pretty stunning?
It was stunning after they went down 0-2 to the Braves. But again, I entered that World Series thinking, and I was naive because I was younger, they're going to beat the Braves.
Yeah. I got one more I want to throw at you because I think there's an easy answer to it, but I'm curious. The Yankees of 2000 collapsed in September. They were awful. They lost 15 out of 17. They made the playoffs with 87 wins. And I remember Chris Russo saying on the air, this is Luis Soho's team. I mean, that's it. The guy scares me. And then obviously the Yankees go on a run and they win the World Series. Did that not shock you? Or because it was the midst of the dynasty, it didn't shock you?
Exactly. The DNA was there. Yeah. I think...
It didn't matter how you got in the playoffs, just get there.
The better one would have been if they pulled it off. I think the 0-1 World Series would have shocked me, too, based on everything that happened and the way they came back.
Yeah, I totally get your point, because I think Met fans sort of feel the same way, even though we don't have championships to look back on. I don't have a title to compare it to, but nothing about this season has felt championship-like. Nothing.
Yes.
They have not had a comeback win in the ninth inning, as we've talked about, and I've mentioned it a lot. Nothing about this team feels special. They haven't had DVD moments. Like, I agree with all of that. But in 2021, the Atlanta Braves were like, blah. And that was a franchise that had so many near misses.
Yeah.
And they make a bunch of like low-level trades at the trade deadline.
But you didn't do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No, I know we didn't do that, but I'm just giving you a description of another team that did not feel like a championship team to anybody down there. And then they went out, they won the World Series.
And
so,
you don't think Braves fans were stunned? That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's a sign that in the world we live in now, being stunned at a champion should probably not stun us anymore.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's a different argument.
It would still be stunning, but you'd look back on it later and say, oh, of course that happened.
Every one of those championship teams had magical moments. Neither of these baseball teams feel like that.
And it doesn't feel like baseball any longer is the best team that makes a postseason.
100%.
Correct.
And you're right. I don't think the Mets have had a magical moment. I don't think the Yankees have had a magical moment. But if we're sitting here after a championship, and trust me, those radio shows, Tiki, are so weird because no one knows what to say. I've done a few of them. Like, after the Giants won the Super Bowl in 2007, the big topic on this radio station for 5 days was nicknaming the David Tyree play. Everybody's confused.
Right.
Which is the very... So, Mets win the World Series for the sake of this argument, or Yankees. When we're sitting there doing those shows, aren't you going to say, you know, I shouldn't have been surprised. Look at the talent.
No, of course
look
not.
Look at the roster.
Because the only thing you can actually look at is how they played.
Right.
Talent means nothing if you don't play well. So I would say no.
All right, I'm going to save that tape.
Sports Talk on WFN is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Sean made a motion that I had something on my mouth, so I cleaned it off. Did I have something like lingering on my mouth?
Yeah, it was a big chunk of white goo on your lip.
A little schmutz.
And I didn't want to, actually was being nice and not saying it on the air because you are on camera and who knows what digital is going to clip as well. And it could be perceived as anything. So I wanted to have you subtly wipe it off your mouth.
Well, it was saliva. I was talking and probably saliva got on my lip.
Dude, saliva is clear and liquidy. That was thick and pure white.
But what else could it be? I'm sitting here doing a radio show. I'm not even eating.
Evan, I'm not going to paint the picture. I'm just going to assume you had turkey for lunch. How about that?
I did not.
And is that what it looked like?
Could have been. Could have been.
I actually didn't even have a lunch today. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I had? I had peanuts. I had peanuts on my desk. I had a bunch of salted peanuts.
Peanut?
I don't know. Ask Sean. Was it a peanut on my lip?
I doubt it.
I'm just going to let that sit there.
All right. We'll get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Flavio in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Flavio?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to share a radical Yankees idea. I'm a Yankee fan.
I love radical ideas. Hit me.
And it's radical. This is beyond Billy Bean. This is Moneyball 2.
Go.
Okay. You will agree that baseball, the pitchers especially, have changed over the years. I mean, there's no pitchers that are going 8-9 innings, no starters.
Right.
You're bringing in the relief pitcher. It's changed. And you will agree, whether you're a Mets fan or Yankee fan, that the relief pitching for the Yankees and the Mets have been horrendous this year.
Okay.
All over the place. They've just been all over the place. All right, so here's the radical idea. Forget about relief pitchers. Forget about relief pitchers. No more relief pitchers. Okay. You're going to have your closers. You got to have the closers. All you're going to have is a bunch of starters, and here's why. You get your first starter in there because no starter is going beyond 5-6 innings without giving up 5-6 runs. So you get your first starter to come in. He's in there for 4 innings. You get your next starter to come in. He's going maybe 55-60 pitches. You get your next starter in there, another 4 innings, 55-60 pitches. You bring your closer, you're done. And then you can bring a Max Fried. You can bring some of these guys back. They don't have to wait 5 games. They only pitch 50.
By the way, Flavio, your idea is basically furthering the tag team idea.
Yeah.
And
it's just making it non-relief pitchers. You have all starters.
Right. You're going exclusive to
right.
it. So what you would be doing is saying, let's use the Yankees because he is a Yankee fan. It was a Yankee idea. Is Max Fried's going to go deep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, his idea is he's taking him out after 4 or 5 innings, so Fried wouldn't go deep, which I think is a waste of Max Fried.
But I think
following up with like Luis Hill.
But I think if a guy like Max Fried can go 7 or 8 innings, then he goes 7 or 8 innings.
But it defeats his point of then they can come back on shorter rest, which I totally understand because
I see, yes.
That was part of my vision with the...
But is rest based on pitches or is it exertion? Like the day, you know what I mean?
Well,
I don't have a full understanding of pitcher rest. Like, why do you have to go 4 days, the traditional? Now it's 5 for most of these guys because of expanded rotations. But I've never understood it specifically. I get it. I'm just saying I've never understood. Why is it 4 days?
I think it's a routine-based thing. Yeah. So obviously you'd have to change one's routine if you're like, look, you're only throwing 50 pitches so you can come back on 3 days rest.
Yes.
But the Yankees aren't going to do that.
Well, nobody's going to do that.
No one's. Well, the Mets are sort of going to do that.
Well,
I mean, right now.
But I don't think it's gimmicky right now. The reason in the long term you won't do it is because it's going to affect how these guys get paid.
Well, it's very difficult to do in the long term over the course of 162.
Yeah.
I think in the postseason you can manage things incredibly differently. Like, for example, in that best of three that the Yankees are likely to play in,
mm-hmm.
you're just worried about 3 games in 3 days.
Yes.
So obviously with 13 pitchers on your roster, you can unleash holy hell.
Right.
Whatever it takes. And then even in the divisional series, especially on the National League side where there's multiple off days built in, you can be more aggressive with how you deploy starters out of the bullpen and whatnot. But I think with the Yankees, they have 2 starting pitchers, specifically in Carlos Rodon and Max Fried, who can go deep into games.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you take that away?
Right, you wouldn't.
The only reason the Mets are playing with the tag team idea is that they don't think their guys are capable anymore.
Well, they've got 3 young guys that they just called up, and everybody else in the starting rotation has been compromised in one way or another. So they have to kind of do this.
Yes.
They have to.
Right now, though, he's talked about the bullpen stinking. The New York Yankees have the 23rd best ERA, a bullpen ERA at 4.57. That is the lowest ranking they've had in a decade and a half.
Mm.
And the New York Mets, they're slightly better. They're 15th, middle of the pack, 4.05 ERA out of their bullpen. Not good. Not good. But you look at the top teams, most of them are playoff teams. Padres have the best bullpen ERA. Red Sox are 2. Giants are 3. They're on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians are 4. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Balance. Diego in East Meadow. Hey, Diego.
Hey, Diego.
Hey, boys.
What's up?
What's up?
Listen, Tiggy, I've I respect your opinion about Dable being a good coach, but this weekend or Sunday night is his final straw. Like, he's got the talent. He's heard all the criticism. If he cannot come out with a win here, like, I don't know how else I can believe in him because, like, what else is left?
14 games.
I know.
That was my counter.
I don't know how to answer that, Diego.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs. I am not the biggest supporter of Brian Daboll. I don't believe he's going to be here long term. With that said, it is very difficult to say about a game against the 0-2 defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. Boy, if you don't win that game, I'm done with you.
Right.
Like, I understand it's going to make this season more difficult getting off to an 0-3 start. But I think there are other games that maybe I would look at and say, that's my final straw, as opposed to what I think is going to be a very difficult game to win. Because the Chiefs, to me, despite their start, Teak, they're still the Chiefs.
Yeah,
their defense is a lot better than the way it's played.
You still believe that they're going to find ways offensively because they're hurt. They're banged up. The receiving core hasn't been good. Travis Kelce's old.
They haven't run the ball well either.
Haven't run the ball at all. Their offensive line has been an issue. Really, it's been an issue for a couple of years. They've won in spite of that, and even a Super Bowl in spite of that. But eventually it catches up to you, and teams learn how to attack you. And so it's a struggle. Plus, you've gotten used to them. All the things that they do to win games, the miraculous Mahomes heroics. Like, you get used to it. You mitigate it, and you find ways to beat them at the end. And that's how they've lost most of their games.
And they've lost to good teams.
I know. It's not like they're losing to the Dolphins.
I would be shocked is a very strong word. But you know what? I would be. I'd be shocked if the Giants went on Sunday.
It's the NFL. Anything can happen.
You're right. And that is the one pause I have.
Yeah.
That's the NFL. Anything can happen. But I'd be shocked. I'll give you this, and I'll explain when we come back. I think the Buffalo Bills have a real shot that no one's talking about, and that's to go undefeated. We'll get more to that coming up. Mets won. They beat the Padres. They won a series for the first time in a while, and the Yankees begin anew after getting into Baltimore very, 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 very early in the morning. Did you hear why they had issues getting in there?
To Baltimore early
yes.
in the morning? I didn't even know they had issues.
Yeah, so this is unbelievable. So a part of why Giancarlo didn't play yesterday was because Boone knew this was going to be an issue. First of all, the Yankees were pissed off that they played a night game against the Twins. They thought it should have been a day game, which Sean was pissed off about, too, because it would have meant our show was easier.
That would be great.
So they played a night game, and I guess there were issues at BWI Airport. So they had to fly into Dulles, which is down in Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia.
I'm aware.
And then make the trip up to Baltimore.
Load up a little bus and go?
Yeah. So they didn't get in, I think, till about 4 o'clock in the morning. So you may hear that as an excuse if the Yankees lose tonight.
Time to bet the Orioles.
But the Yankees are there. They are playing the Orioles. And here's the lineup. So tell me if you're all right with it. They're facing Cade Povich, a left-hander.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Goldschmidt leading off at first base.
Yeah, of course. Lefty lineup.
Aaron Judge in right field.
That's a good sign.
Cody Bellinger in left field.
Great.
Giancarlo, DH.
Okay.
Ahmed Rosario at second base.
At second. All right, a little jazz night off.
Trent Grisham in center.
Deep lineup now.
Anthony Volpe at shortstop. Reserve judgment till the end.
Okay.
Jose Caballero at third.
Well, there you go.
And Austin Wells behind the plate.
So they gave themselves, can't kill us for playing Volpe. We're also playing Caballero protection.
They're sitting McMahon and Jazz against the left-hander Cade Povich.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it either because Caballero is still playing, and B, Volpe did play well 2 days ago.
He did, and to the Yankees' credit, they didn't thumb their nose and go, ha-ha, and play him back-to-back nights. They did give him another night off, so that's cool. And look, the ultimate offensive test is you get to see both guys in the lineup the same night versus the same pitchers.
By the way, Tiki had to leave early because he's doing an awesome event for his daughter. Can I say the other stuff or probably not? Who's going to be there? Nah, I probably should.
I think I'd hold off.
Okay.
Let him tell his story tomorrow if he wants.
Tiki will have a great story tomorrow. I'll leave it at that. You're right. Who am I to say anything?
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019.
Not for me.
Let's go to Marty in Westchester.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What's up, Marty?
Yes, good evening, Evan. And your talk was very interesting about the championship teams that were a surprise. And for me, it's kind of easy. Being a longtime Yankee fan, I vividly remember 2000 because you mentioned the struggles they had down the home stretch. It was actually 15 out of 18 games that they lost. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those games were blowout losses. So going into that playoff season, I had very little confidence that they were really going to continue this championship run. What happened in the divisional series, that was a very tough series against the A's.
Yep, won a game five.
Now, I went to game four at Yankee Stadium. It was a Saturday night game. The Yankees were up 2-1. But what happened was that Barry Zito severely outpit Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens got blown out. They lost that game. Just looked it up. It was 11-1. And what made that game interesting is that they had no off day the following day, if you recall. They had to fly all the way out to the West Coast to play the A's Sunday evening. And we all thought, boy, I think this is it. This is the end of the dynasty.
Yeah.
Somehow they won that game. Their offense was on that evening, and Andy Pettit gutted out a win for them. He wasn't sharp, but he went about 5-6 innings, and somehow they won that game. I think that was a turning point of that playoff season, because after that they beat the Mariners 4-6, and you know what happened in the Subway.
Yeah, we'll leave the World Series part out. It's funny, the Oakland series, I don't remember much other than they won in five. Right. I remember the Seattle series, specifically the Roger Clemens game. Roger Clemens pitched.
Day game.
Was it game four of the ALCS?
I think it was game four. It was 4:00 Eastern.
Dude, it was one of the most dominating, clutch, ridiculously awesome pitching performances maybe I've ever seen. And what I remember is early in the game, Roger buzzed A-Rod, sent him to his knees. And it's almost like the Mariners were intimidated from then on out. But I think with 2000.
Nine innings, one hit.
How many strikeouts? 13?
15.
15 strikeouts. And that was game four?
Yes.
And the Mariners were up 2-1?
Correct.
And it evened up the series at 2. So think about how big that was. The Yankees won game 5 in Seattle and then closed them out. We got our tokens ready when David Justice hit the home run in game 6.
What a call.
So that, to me, and obviously not as a Yankee fan, but that is what I remember most about that run. And I get Marty as a Yankee fan feeling that way. As an outsider, as someone who hated you with all a passion, I was always scared. Because you won it in 99. Because you won it in 98. Because you were a dynasty. You were in the midst of it. So I understand, I guess, from your perspective, thinking it was the death of a dynasty.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that way.
No, it takes a lot to kill a team like that. Which, you know, I'll do my typical thing. Which is why I'm worried about Sunday night. It takes a lot to kill a Kansas City Chiefs team. That's
the Chiefs are going to kill you on Sunday.
Kill? They don't kill anybody. Here's the...
Yeah, I mean, they didn't kill the Jets a couple years ago. They took a very lucky call that helped them put it away. Kill may not be the right word, but they're going to beat you on Sunday night.
I think that's fair, Evan. Their DNA is we grit out tough wins. The Giants' DNA is we find ways to lose.
That's a good point. There'll be a moment at like 10:45 on Sunday where you're going to be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then the oh my God will turn into, oh my God.
But Chiefs, 2000 Yankees. There you go.
I think there are some similarities. It is a dynasty that is still ticking, so it's tough to ever, you know, dun them. Justin is out in Pittsburgh. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Thanks for taking the call. I kind of wanted to make a point, and I guess kind of raise kind of one of my thoughts on Shane Bowen, the big beast over there in New York.
Right.
You made a point earlier. I was rewinding on the Odyssey app. Great app, by the way.
Yeah.
You made the Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson point about the Bengals. I think it'd be silly. I mean, I have Jamar Chase in my fantasy team. If Jameis Winston goes to the Bengals, I think he's going for 2,000 yards. Winston might have 15 interceptions the rest of the season, but I would very much appreciate that. now, as far as the Shane Bowen thing, I've been thinking long and hard about this, and I don't like him as much as the next guy, but I don't think the problem with Shane Bowen is the soft defense that people keep preaching. Granted, he played soft at the end of the half and at the end of overtime and regulation, but I think he's just boring. Like he's just so basic. It's like in Madden when you just do the random coach selection. It's like cover 2 here, cover 3 here.
I think that's fair.
He doesn't give us an advantage. Like if we had a star-studded defense where it was just every guy's winning their one-on-one, yeah, we have no complaints, but no team really is ever like that. And he gives us no advantage over anybody else in the NFL, which I think is the overarching problem with Shane Bowen.
I think the overarching problem with Shane Bowen is that he wasn't this regime's first choice. Remember, it took a while to find a defensive coordinator that was available to come here. Remember that whole interview process? And also, very tough sell to go back to the organization and fire a Shane Bowen when you've already lost Wink Martindale in a very public divorce to go, by the way, this guy we hired is not working out.
No. They just stuck with him.
Yes, exactly.
Shane Bowen is not being fired by Brian Daboll. He would be fired with Brian Daboll.
So whether he's boring, bland, or not, the biggest problem is you can't fire him.
So, observation?
Yeah.
Steve Wilks is the defensive coordinator of the New York Jets. Shane Bowen is the defensive coordinator of the New York Giants. And Shane Bowen spoke today.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Wilks, I think, for some reason, I want to say he spoke yesterday, but I heard it today. Or maybe he spoke today as well, because Thursday is usually coordinator day. And they both said the complete opposite thing. And I thought it was fascinating.
Oh.
Steve Wilks made it very clear it's on the players to execute.
Did he?
And Shane Bowen was very, you know, maybe we got to do something different.
I don't know. I actually interpreted Shane Bowen today slightly putting it on the players.
Oh, did you? I heard Wilks really put it on the players. I don't even disagree with Steve, by the way. So I'm not knocking him because I do think a lot of it was execution of specific plays.
Yeah.
But the Bowen stuff... I heard him basically say, yeah, maybe the coverage was too soft.
Bowen's quote was, we tried to play tighter in that spot. We knew where the line was, but they didn't play tighter in that spot.
Right, but then he went on to say, maybe we do need to play tighter. So I took that as an acknowledgement of changing things.
I took it as acknowledgement of, I called tight coverage and they didn't play tight.
Interesting. Let's go to Eric on Long Island. What's up, Eric?
Hey, listen, as much as the losing is killing Daboll and Joe Shane, let me ask you. How many people can even name a Colts receiver? I mean, Daniel Jones, with what he's doing there, if he continues to do that, how is that making these two guys look? I mean, even if they, you know, the losing is one thing, but he was here for years. If he just lights it up like this every week, is that going to have any effect on their long-term outcome here? Just, you had it for years, why couldn't you do this with him? Can you name a receiver on the Colts?
Yeah, well, Michael Pittman Jr. is very good.
But you're underrating the offense.
No, but hold on. His overall point is right, even if he took shots at Michael Pittman Jr. and Alec Pierce unintentionally. Here's what you can't deny before you defend what you're going to try to defend.
Sure, and I know I'm right.
Okay. And Tiki even made the point, hey, week one wasn't that impressive what Daniel Jones did. It doesn't even matter. If Indianapolis goes to the playoffs and Daniel Jones puts up a statistically pleasing season, and right now through 2 weeks he's completing 72% of his passes, he's thrown for 588 yards, he has thrown two touchdowns, he's rushed for three. I think the number is three. Let me confirm. The number is three, okay? If that continues, there's nothing you can tell me about scheme or situations or what he's being asked to do that's going to absolve the look. The look is going to be bad.
Okay.
And the look is already bad. Fair enough, by the way.
All right.
So that's why any argument you make or anyone makes, it doesn't work. If Daniel Jones plays a full season and the Colts are a playoff team and he puts up big numbers, it really doesn't matter what you say.
Okay, so I can't argue that, but I do think I can put things...
He's not going to argue, so we'll take a quick break.
No, hold on. I do think I can put things in perspective and remind everybody this. I want to take us back to a deep, dark place in New York where we argued and fought about Daniel Jones. And do you know why we argued and fought about Daniel Jones? Because he didn't completely suck every week until the last year and a half after that neck injury, and this feels like a little rebirth. What you're seeing from Daniel Jones... Really great potential Hall of Fame running back setting up everything. Right game plan being called. Softer schedule to start the year. I don't know. Kind of reminds me of 2022 Daniel Jones where we praised Abel for what he did with him. Now, the passing yardage stuff, all of that, a lot of it hasn't been as down the field as anything. I just need to remind everybody that not all of Daniel Jones was always sucking, hence why he stuck around for 6 years. And we had this great debate about what if this was with him, what if that was with him. So I don't think it's crazy to look at Daniel Jones playing good games and go, wow, where was this? He beat the Seattle Seahawks without Malik Nabers last year. Like, we saw good Daniel Jones at times, which is what made things confusing here.
It's a horrible look for the Giants.
Here we go.
Well, hold on. Well, all right. Yeah, here we go. You're talking about last season. We want to talk about Hall of Fame running backs when we let Saquon Barkley skip down to Philadelphia, has an amazing season, they win the Super Bowl. You follow that up with an encore of Daniel Jones potentially leading the Colts to the playoffs. It just goes back to the LOL Giants. It makes them look bad.
It does.
It's perception. You can break down the film, but it's a bad look.
He's 1,000% right. And remember this with the Jets, because I've experienced this, right, with Geno Smith and Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Here's the big difference. Why whenever Tommy would make fun of me, look at Sam, look at Geno. Whenever you would make fun of me, here's the trump card I always had. Because, of course, deep down it would bother me. The guys who effed up for the Jets weren't around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So mocking the failures of Geno Smith is like, all right, that was four administrations ago. Whatever. Mocking Sam Darnold. Yeah, that was two administrations ago. Whatever. It sucked that those guys didn't make it work, but I'm on to something new and different. You're on the same administration.
And
like, that's a tough look.
And
fair enough.
And Russell Wilson, statistically, is having a better year than Daniel Jones.
Except the Giants are 0-2.
Okay, but they made the right call at quarterback.
Excuse me?
They made a better call at quarterback. They got a better quarterback this year than Daniel Jones and have a rookie in waiting. So, in the end, doesn't matter if the Colts are 2-0, the Giants at that position
you're
got
not,
better.
Look, nobody's wrong to say the Giants needed to move on from Daniel Jones. We all agreed with that. It's not relitigating that fight that they were wrong to cut him. It's the way it looks. That's all me and Tommy are saying.
The point is that Daniel Jones ended his Giants career mentally broken shot. Why?
Sure.
Why? Maybe the head coach yelled at him too much?
Well, then that's a quarterback I don't want around then.
Oh, really? Because the Colts have figured out a way to get the best out of Daniel Jones. And he's just in a long list of Xavier McKinney.
Can we let the season play out?
You'd run out of ink if you started writing down all the former Giants that have flourished in other spots under this administration that they've let go. You're right. We don't know what's going to play out for the rest of the season. But so far in two games, the Colts have gotten more out of Daniel Jones than the Giants have in the last couple of years. That is a fact that you cannot dispute.
All right. Giants are getting more out of Brian Burns than Carolina got. They're getting more out of Jermaine Illuminor than the Raiders got. I mean, it works both ways.
I mean, those aren't the comps you really want to plant your flag on.
Just saying. Like,
yay, we've done better than the Panthers.
Sean, just get used to it. If Daniel Jones has a big year here, the Giants are going to have egg on their face.
Okay.
That's just the perception.
It's sometimes reality isn't fair. I want to make that clear. Because I know that, because Tiki did a great job of it after week one saying, hey, I went through the tape, they did this, this, and this. And I even said it to him at the time. I was like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The perception's awful. If Daniel Jones has a big year, it's an awful, awful perception. So
he's also not having a big year.
He's got five touchdowns through 2 weeks, two passing, three rushing, and he hasn't thrown a pick.
Can we watch the games in context and not read stats?
Well, but stats matter. And what I just said was, it doesn't matter
if you watch.
But Sean, that doesn't matter.
The first two games, it looks like the same Daniel Jones we've seen.
They're 2-0.
Good. God bless him.
That's the point. Like, you keep ignoring that.
If the Giants played the Dolphins the first 2 weeks, they have a win right now?
I don't know.
He doesn't look like the same Daniel Jones we saw the last couple years with the Giants.
Dude, he's handing the Jonathan Taylor. They didn't trust him to make a throw in a game. They settled for a 60-yard field goal. They didn't trust the guy to drop back and pass Sunday. That's how they won the game. All I'm saying is all these lunatic idiots who are lazy and sit there and watch Red Zone and cry about commercials. Watch the games in context.
But it doesn't matter.
Daniel Jones hasn't looked like this great quarterback.
Sean, but again, you're missing the whole point. That doesn't matter. 2-0.
It does
five
matter.
Touchdowns.
It does matter.
It doesn't.
Because the people who ultimately make decisions are watching football games, not reading stats.
Okay. It's not about making decisions, because our point wasn't that the Giants made a mistake letting him go. I don't think anyone has made that point. Have you made that point?
No.
No. Have I made? No one's making that point. We're simply saying it is a bad look.
You
can't argue it.
You made me. I was rooting for the guy. I hope the Colts lose every game here on out, and the guy takes 10
sacks
again.
I hope they go undefeated.
Really? As a Giant fan, that's what you want?
You're a loser, too. You want Tommy DeVito to start over him. Now you hope you go undefeated. You're a loser. Loser when it comes to this team. You're a freaking loser. I don't know why this state pisses me off more than anything.
You sat
there and screamed, give me the gobble-gool guy, the Italian, and this and that.
I hope Tommy does great with New England.
Yeah, Daniel Jones sucks, Sean. Let me argue with you at the Javits Center. Now I hope he goes undefeated? What kind of take is that? What kind of loser Giant fan are you?
I'll give you my answer. I'm also a radio producer and also a host here, and I just can't wait for the mental gymnastics that you and Tiki are going to do every week to, you know, discredit what Daniel Jones
did. Then where were you?
Where was I?
Where were you when he was here and you wanted DeVito to start? Where was the mental gymnastics then?
Well, I still believe in Tommy DeVito, just as I would root for Tommy DeVito if he was 2-0 on the Patriots. Right now, he hasn't gotten his opportunity.
You can't even keep
Daniel
track
Jones
of your
has
own
gotten
takes.
His opportunity. No. You can't I even have keep my track takes. Of them. My take is, what have I always crushed, though? The head coach, Brian Daboll, and this is another smear on his resume because Daniel Jones is leading the league in passing right now, and they're 2-0. So, like I said, I hope they go undefeated, and then we get the mental gymnastics.
Right. We'll hire the Colts.
Because that has nothing to do with the Giants anyway. What does it matter if they go undefeated? The Colts aren't in the NFC, so it doesn't affect us.
You're rooting for egg on the face of your own organization when you claim to be positive about the
future. Yeah, because sometimes, you know what? You need a little egg on your face, and maybe, you know, I'm not saying it makes
sense. Then
where
was the egg on the face as the Mets basically pissed away a season this year, huh?
I mean,
there was no leg in the face. It was, no biggie.
They won 3 out of 4.
Just
and
hold some consistency. Treat the Giants the way you the treat the Knicks and the Mets. Sorry, you don't do that.
I treat the Giants well, but you have to understand something, Sean, too. When I sit next to you, I have to then be the guy to kind of counteract your defense and your defending of the organization. Right. So I have to give the other side of it. Does that make sense?
You know what?
You bring it out of me.
You did your job. That was the most pissed off I've been all week. So you did it.
I told Evan this off air, by the way, about a week. I said, we need Daniel Jones to have a monster season. It's great for the show.
By the way, I know it was a throwaway line. Jim Bob Cooter would be a pretty good hire. That's the offensive coordinator of the Colts.
Yeah.
And he was like a hot name a couple of years ago. Plus, doesn't New York need a head coach named Jim Bob?
Great name.
You want to talk about Giant fans feeling like this team's officially a joke. The next hire you make is a guy named Jim Bob Cooter.
Who was the offensive coordinator for Daniel Jones.
That's it. I mean, that is the ultimate. You know what? Give us the third team in New York.
By the way, speaking of football, and I mentioned this a few minutes ago, but I was really giving this some thought today as I was getting ready to pick Buffalo-Miami. Mm-hmm. And we'll make the picks a little bit later on. I was looking at the Bills, and I was looking at their schedule. And I don't think we've paid enough attention to what kind of Mickey Mouse schedule the Buffalo Bills have. Okay? They're 2-0. We all know that. They play the Dolphins tonight, Thursday Night Football.
I just want to say thank you, SNY. Baseball Night New York coming up next, brought to you by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
And next year, Baseball Night in New York, you're getting that Emmy. I believe in you, Sal. Anyhow, The Bills are 2-0. They beat the Ravens. Great game. Game of the year. They annihilated my pathetic football team. Listen to this schedule and tell me how they're not going 17-0. Are you ready?
Okay.
Miami at home.
Win.
New Orleans at home.
Win.
Patriots at home.
Win.
Monday night in Atlanta.
Win.
Bye.
Win.
At Carolina.
Win.
All right, here's the tricky one, but they beat this team during the regular season. Home against the Chiefs.
At home. Win.
Yeah. At Miami.
Win.
Home against Tampa.
Tricky, but win.
Tricky, but win. at Houston on a Thursday night.
Could be dicey, short week. Houston plays better down the stretch.
1,000%. Tricky, but a win. At Pittsburgh. By that point, Aaron Rodgers will probably be sitting on the bench with a look on his face.
I agree, win.
Home against Cincinnati. Burrow's probably still out.
That's a good point, win.
At New England.
Win.
At Cleveland.
Win.
Here's the big one. Week 17 with a 15-0 record at home against the Eagles. But I'd argue to you, the Eagles will have everything wrapped up. And they'll take a nice and easy break.
Can I paint a picture for you?
Yes.
Two undefeated teams going up against each other on December 28th.
I'm not ready to say that about Philly. And I like the Eagles, and I think they're going to repeat as Super Bowl champions, but I don't know.
That is...
They got to go to Green Bay on a Monday night.
I agree.
They play the Lions. They got some tricky ones in there. The Commander games are rough.
Would that be the highest rated NFL game ever?
If they're both undefeated?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That'd be incredible. And then the Bills end the season looking for the perfect season against the New York Jets.
Aaron Glenn, little moral victory in the way out. A little moment.
Or maybe the Jets need a win to make the playoffs, win that game, and then beat the Bills in the AFC Championship game.
Or the Jets lose and they have the number one overall pick, or they win and they get the number four overall pick, but they end the Bills' undefeated season.
You're asking me what I'd prefer?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I don't even know who's going number one overall. Screw it. I want to beat the Bills.
Okay. But let's just
I want to beat the Bills.
Let's say we get to the point in November where he's like, dude, this guy is like the next Andrew Luck.
I don't know, man. I kind of want... Look, ending the undefeated season... But then again, I'm mixed about the undefeated season because there would be something nice about those old Dolphin players finally getting their comeuppance and not being able to pop the champagne anymore. But at least, do you not agree that the Bills are going to make this interesting?
Staring at that, I think you're on to something.
I mean, their schedule, and I know it's football, like Tiki said before he left, anything can happen. It's the NFL. I get all of it.
I also think if they go undefeated... 100% confident they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, I agree with you.
McDermott will mess that one up.
I agree with you. There is a part of me that if the Jets ever figured it out and they were flirting with an undefeated season, I would not want to go undefeated. I would not want that.
You don't want that pressure.
I already have enough pressure. Like, I couldn't live with the indignity of, oh, yeah, we went undefeated and then got knocked off in the freaking, you know, divisional round.
That'd be classic.
That would be. So, yeah, keeping an eye on that. Now, with all that said about me talking up the Bills going undefeated, the Dolphins are going to beat them tonight, aren't they?
No way.
Nah, probably not. Probably not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.